So Gary, in his class this morning, talked a little bit about obedience. And let me expand on that a little bit if we could. Let me ask you a question. What is the best kind of obedience? Is forced obedience not obedience? Sure, it's still obedience. But is that the best kind? How about compensated obedience, where we receive something for what we have been given? Is that obedience? Sure. It's still obedience. We might think of maybe a waitress or a server at a restaurant and who does a good job. And they're hoping, of course, to be compensated. And they obey when we ask for that refill or whatever. But is it not still obedience? It is. But what is the best obedience? Is it not obedience given in honor? Turn to Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 through 8. It says this: you should have the same attitude towards one another that Christ had, who, though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave, by looking like other men and sharing in human nature. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. There are other passages of scriptures as well that speak about Jesus' beautiful and wonderful obedience. Here in Philippians, it talks about him making himself of nothing. He emptied himself. It also says that he humbled himself to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Hebrews 5, 8, and 9 says that even though that Jesus was the Son of God, he learned obedience through the things which he suffered, and being perfected in this way, he became the source of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. We can see again in Romans 5, 9, his obedience is contrasted with that of Adam's, because he said in Romans, it says, for just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also the obedience of one man, the many were made righteous. It's not only that Jesus presents us with a model of obedience to follow, but he also empowers us to obey God. Paul expressed it in Ephesians 2:10, that we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And we're able to do these good works because we are secure in his love and his grace, rather than being driven by an attempt to be forced into obedience, or maybe to be compensated for our obedience, or we might even use the term to earn our salvation. Being new creatures in Christ, we are not so much bound to be obedient as we are free to be obedient. This is what Paul said when he said, sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but you are under grace. And we sang about that. So as we meet around the table, we're here to renew our strength and our motivation to obey God, because Jesus carried out that ultimate cosmic task of obedience. Unfairly, but freely, taking on himself the penalty of our disobedience. And as we partake of the bread and the cup, we realize that our responsibility is to be at peace and assurance that our salvation rests not on what we have done or what we can do, but what he has done and what he is continuing to do. We can fulfill the spirit of the law because he fulfilled the letter of the law. Now, does compensation come through obedience? Sure it does. Matter of fact, Philippians goes on to say in that same text, as a result, God highly exalted him, Christ, the name above, that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we too, not because we're forced, not because we're compensated, but let us be obedient to God and because of our honor to Him and who He is. And as we sing again, remember the greatness of our God, who loved us so much that He sent His Son, and His Son loved us so much that He was willingly obedient and honorably obedient to take on our penalty for our disobedience. Shall we pray? Father, we're so thankful that You loved us in such a way and to such magnitude, Father, to go to all the intricate details, Father, to bring about our redemption and our salvation through Jesus Christ. And so, Father, as we partake of these emblems today, and as we remember the things that He went through in punishment for our sins, not in punishment for His. And so, Father, as we remember this, and as we contemplate this, and as we consider these things, Father, may we be even more strongly motivated to be obedient to You and to be obedient to His words. Father, we're so thankful, and we ask Your blessing upon these things. And Father, we ask for Your forgiveness, for we pray these things in Jesus' name.